Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, today is Thursday, so we call it Follow-Up Thursday. You guys hit us up with emails or messages going, Burt Show, I need closure on this. What happened? Because we forget about the storylines, right? So we do the homework on them. We find out. We give you updates. So today, he had a secret Instagram account, and he got busted by his fiance. You guys remember this? So how'd the whole thing turn out?
So y'all had done this in March of 2021. So this was BA before Abby. Heather had thought she had found her Prince Charming. And after 2 years together, he proposed, but things changed after 2 weeks after their engagement photos. So she was looking at the picture on his phone, and then she stumbled across a secret Instagram account. So on the account, she noticed that he was only following hot Instagram models. So then she got a little suspicious. She got suspicious of his behavior. She reached out to the Burt Show for an Instagram scam. And then y'all put his loyalty to the test with one of Kristen's friends. And he failed. So now you got solid proof. He's done the infidelity. And she had no idea how she was going to handle it. So did she call off the engagement?
So I'm sure we had this debate at the time, but since my memory only goes back 2 solid weeks and not before that, if a guy or a woman is liking Instagram photos from fitness models or whatever, you don't even know them, but they're go ahead and liking them. Is that offensive to you if you're in the couple?
Yeah, it feels disrespectful to me. That's one of the first things I do anytime a guy I'm talking to follows me is I look at his following list. And if it's just like hot girl number one, hot girl number two, hot girl number three, yeah, it's going to give me an ick about him.
I really miss that that feature that was on Instagram where you could see what people were liking.
Oh, yes.
So I would be, if my husband was doing that, mm-hmm, I'd be like, what's the end game here? Right. Like, what's the point? They don't need to know that you liked their photo.
You got to know yourself, and I know myself, so I would feel the way, which is why I've never followed anybody that I date on Instagram. I don't even want to know.
I mean, isn't the liker just kind of like, it's like a wave saying, hey, I see you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I see you and I like it, and you're kind of hoping that they see you too?
No. Not really.
No.
No?
I don't think so. Sometimes it genuinely is just I like the picture.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Mo's got the update.
Well, I'm a bit embarrassed by the last few years of my life. However, if you really want to know, after all, you all helped me. I confronted him with the proof.
Ooh.
He couldn't deny it. So he was over the top apologetic and claimed it was just pre-wedding nerves. He promised it wouldn't happen again. And foolishly, I believed him. I went ahead with the wedding, hoping for the best.
Dude, that's never a good thought.
Hoping for the best.
Yeah, you know what? It'll probably work out.
A whole marriage, okay.
That's probably a red flag right there. If that's your attitude going down the aisle, it's not going to work.
But just 2 months into our marriage, I stumbled upon more. She just keeps stumbling. It wasn't just online flirting this time. There were messages and even meetings with other women.
Oh, my gosh.
I was devastated and heartbroken beyond words. We tried counseling because I really didn't want to look like such a fool and give up on my marriage so soon. I desperately wanted to believe that he could change, that we could work through it together. Unfortunately, it continued. So we are now separated, with a divorce underway. It's not easy coming to terms with the fact that the person you thought was your soulmate could betray you in such a huge way, but I know I deserve better. For anyone else facing a similar situation, please know that you are not alone. Trust your instincts, value yourself, and don't be afraid to walk away from a relationship, no matter how long it has been or how close to a wedding you are. It's never easy, but sometimes it's the fastest way to happiness. Heather.
I love the advice of follow your instincts, because I think once that internal voice starts hitting you, you know, you try to be a little bit louder than it, but you know at the end of the day what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, for my breakup podcast, at the end of every episode, I always ask people, like, what's the advice you would give someone if they're in the same situation? And I got to tell you, like, 9 times out of 10, it's always trust your gut, trust your gut. So if this isn't screaming to you to listen to what's going on in your body and to listen what's actually going through your head and your body, you got to get out if you feel like it's the right thing to do.
All right, Kristen, we have a couple of extra seconds here, and you saw this video online that really touched you.
Oh, it just warmed my heart to no end. So this is from at the John Batt, B-A-T-T, and he has like this video series he does called Chit Chat with John Batt, and he's doing an interview with his mom, all right? So they're sitting there at the kitchen table holding these little microphones, and he asked her a question, and he asked her, when did you know I was gay?
You're closer to three.
What was I saying? Hey, girl?
No. There was a princess crown that everybody in the school liked, except you loved it. And you would only be consoled to stay there if they let you wear the princess crown the whole time.
So nothing's changed?
No. And so it occurred to me, since your brother is 12 and a half years your senior, he had never requested
a princess crown?
A princess crown.
What a damn fool.
I'm wearing it all day, every day. It was my first clue. So I didn't say, okay, you're gay because you're playing with the princess crown and you request everything pink. That wasn't it. You liked different things and were creative and just who you are now. So I got out of the way and asked your pediatrician if there was anything I needed to do. And he said that the problem was not yours. It was the rest of the world's, and that my job was to protect you. But if I took away those things, he said that was wrong. And I said, got it. The problem is not the child's. The problem is the world's, not the child. The child comes as they are, and your job is to protect them and help them to become who they are. That's it. It's hard to do that.
I know, I'm sure.
Wow.
I know.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
It was so powerful and so beautiful. So to our LGBTQ+ fam, love you.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.